The attentive ear would have noticed in these readings and the readings throughout the last couple weeks, this build-up, this extraordinary build-up, which is important for us here at the Cathedral of the Holy Spirit, to build up to the sending of the Holy Spirit, which we're going to celebrate in a couple weeks. And Jesus is serious about this business. He says, I'm going to be leaving you. You aren't going to see me anymore, but I'm sending you someone who's going to do extraordinary things for you. Trust in him, believe in him. And that was the third person of the Blessed Trinity, whom we call the Holy Spirit. Although we know the Holy Spirit to be a dove, to be fire. But my favorite new image of the Holy Spirit, strange one, which we get from the readings of the gospel today, is the Holy Spirit, the lawyer. The lawyer. Why is it that lawyers get a bad rap? So fellow lawyers, I'm a church lawyer, so I suffer with you. So if I make fun of you, I'm making fun of myself. In the course of this brief homily, there were three or four people, the boogeyman, a tooth fairy, an honest lawyer, and the town drunk were walking through the streets one day, and they all noticed at the same time a $100 bill. It's kind of a riddle. Which of the four got the $100 bill? The town drunk. The other three don't exist. The boogeyman, the tooth fairy, and an honest lawyer. That's not fair. There've got to be a lot of good lawyers out there. But what our Lord Jesus gives us today, he says, I'm sending you another advocate. In the Greek, parakletos, which if we were reading this as first or second or third or fourth century Greeks, we'd have read it just as we would, I'm sending you the Holy Spirit, your lawyer, translated also advocate. In Italian, the word for lawyer is avvocato, from the same term. So Jesus is very clearly saying the Holy Spirit is meant to be your lawyer, in the best sense of the word. Your lawyer, in the absolute best sense. A lawyer's dog was running around town unleashed, like Rufus did this winter. And he headed for the butcher shop because he had a good nose on him, that dog. Ran in and grabbed an $85 tenderloin out of the cooler and darted out. The butcher, somewhat enraged, went to the lawyer, said, can I ask you some advice? He said, certainly. He said, if someone's dog steals an $85 piece of meat, can I make the dog's owner pay? He said, absolutely you can. He says, you owe me $85 because your dog stole that tenderloin. The lawyer said, okay, took out his checkbook, $85, without flinching, handed it to the butcher, said, there you go. Butcher was quite satisfied as he went home. The next day, a bill arrived at his door. He opened it up, said, dear butcher, you owe me $850 for the advice I gave you. All right, we got to purify this image of a lawyer if Jesus is telling us something. What is a lawyer? It's someone whom you call when you're in need, right? Nobody likes lawyers, or at least not a people do. We make fun of them until you need one. Until you need one, call your lawyer, and he should come a-running. And what does he do? Shields you against the assaults, the accusations. Maybe they're true. And he says, don't worry, I will take care of this. They're saying this about you. They want you to be penalized. They want to make your life miserable. They're all mad at you. True, maybe. Your lawyer says, I'll take care of you. Come talk to me. I will shield you. I will protect you. Guess what happened? That's exactly what Jesus, the first advocate, in this gospel, he says, I'm sending you another one. I came to speak on your behalf, to protect you from eternal damnation, which is what he did. And I'm going to send you, it says, another advocate, another lawyer. I sacrificed myself for you so you don't have to go to hell. Thanks, Jesus. I'm sending you another lawyer because you're going to need one, because you're now still going to be liable to assaults, to accusations, because the enemy is lurking. And he says, I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit, this third person. He's going to knock your socks off. And when you have need, When you're in trouble, when you are scared, when you've done something wrong, call your lawyer, Jesus says. I'm sending him to you, and he will do this. He will run to your side and say, what do you need? I need to get out of this bind. I'm in a terrible bind. And our lawyer, the Holy Spirit, says, I will take care of it. I'm the best lawyer in town, in the universe, actually. I will take care of it. I will take care of you. I will protect you. I will get you out of this. I promise you have nothing to worry about. It's what everyone wants out of their lawyer. Get me out of this. Help me out. Jesus sending our lawyer, the Holy Spirit, says he will do that for you. And each and every one of us is liable. We're still going to screw up, and we're going to be accused. By whom? Yeah, maybe humans. Every day accused by the enemy. You're not good enough. You blew it. You're not doing enough. You're not worthy. You're not this, you're this. The accuser is the enemy. And Jesus knew he was going to come after us until he comes again. But he says, I will send you help. When the accuser, the jerk, the enemy comes and begins to plant seeds of doubt, darkness, and despair in your heart and in your mind about yourself or about the world or about your family, call on your lawyer and he will show up and say, I'll take care of you. Don't listen to that jerk. He wants you destroyed. And I'm not going to let that happen. Folks, we're seriously, this is real spiritual battle. It happens every day. If it didn't, I wouldn't have a job. And we wouldn't hear 80,000 hours of confession daily, it seems here. You know it, and I know it. The enemy is alive. He's a jerk. But we're not alone. Call your lawyer. And as a good lawyer, he's the best lawyer. He comes and says, I'm getting you out of this, I promise. I promise I will get you out of it. And then as a good lawyer says, and I'm not going to stop there. I now want you to be better. I'll get you out of the bind. And then I'm going to walk with you. And I'm going to help you to grow because I'm going to lead you to the truth about yourself, about Jesus, and about your role in this world. I will lead you to what is true. I will advocate for you. And I will teach you the truth. One last story. A pilot, a businessman, a priest, and a recent high school grad all jumped into a private airplane. And after a pleasant ride, the pilot turned back to the other three and with a look of desperation said, we just lost the engines. We're going down. And I just realized we only have three parachutes. I screwed up. But he says, but I've got a wife and two kids. He grabbed the parachutes, jumped out, and said, good luck, gentlemen. Businessman then piped up, and he said, I'm the most successful businessman in town. Some say I'm the smartest man in the world. And I can't die because this world would be a terrible place without me. Reaches for a parachute. Out he goes. Good luck, gentlemen. The priest then looks at the recent high school grad and says, you've got your whole life ahead of you. Why don't you take that last parachute and I'll go down with the plane. High school grad said, you have nothing to worry about, Padre. The smartest man in the world just grabbed my backpack and jumped out of the plane. He needed the Holy Spirit to teach him the truth. We need the Holy Spirit to bail us out. It's interesting that when Jesus sent the Spirit, he sent him to do one thing primarily, forgive sin and to protect us. When in need, call your lawyer. He will come. I have totally underestimated the Holy Spirit. As I was praying my holy hour before this Mass, why don't I do it more? Why don't I call my lawyer more? I don't. I must. Because I'm under attack by the enemy. And the Holy Spirit is so much more powerful. And we're in the cathedral of the Holy Spirit. We call upon our lawyer to get us out of the bind, to help us in our moment of need, to shield us from the accusations of the evil one. And we call upon our lawyer to lead us to truth, Jesus said. He will be with you and will lead you to all truth. So not only rescue me, Holy Spirit, my lawyer, teach me. how to follow Jesus' ways and give me the courage, the wisdom, which are gifts of the Holy Spirit, to do that. We must call upon our lawyer in moments of need. And when we need direction and strength to follow Jesus in his ways, and he will do it. Guaranteed. Best lawyer in town, in the universe. Our dear friend, the Holy Spirit, come to us.